Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
From your passion and pride, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide, there's wonderful power in the blood. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Sing again. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the bread. Sing it again. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Aren't you glad about that? Say amen. Amen. Y'all sounding good this morning. Amen. Amen.
do one song, get out of the way, and bring Brother Ricky around. I'm thankful today for the blood. There's a fountain. Pray for the choir.
Drawn from Emmanuel.
good to be at Westside this morning. If you came in this morning and didn't want to be blessed, you came to the wrong place. And boy, it's been good to be here so far. Good to see Raymond and Kathy Hurst. It was good to see him walk down here with that offering plate. They've been out for a few weeks and doing different things, but it's good to have them back in service with us, and some others that's been traveling. Vacation time starting to end, folks getting back in church. I apologize for getting up here without my jacket on. My wife forgot her sweater this morning, and so you know who had to suffer, so I had to give up my coat for her. Anybody got a spare electric blanket plugged up anywhere in the church, if you'll pass it to the front row, that'll be a blessing. I have been wanting to get Brother Ricky back to Westside for some time, and schedules and things have been a challenge at times, and I reached out to him the other week, and partly because what we've all been going through with as a church family, some of the things that we've been going on. One of the greatest songwriters Southern Gospel's ever known sitting right here with us today, and I appreciate him because he comes in to go to church. He's not here to entertain you. That's not what we brought him in. That's not what he's here for today. He's come to go to church with us, and he's got quite a few songs he's going to sing for us, and he'll take the rest of the time, and we'll. But you just praise the Lord. If the Lord tells you to do something, he's going to expect you to do it. If you need to get in this altar, he won't mind it just one bit. If you do whatever the Lord tells you to do this morning, we'll be right on target. Welcome to Westside Baptist Church, Ricky Atkins.
Amen. It's good to be in church this morning and feel the presence of the Lord. Amen? How many of you glad to be here? I want to take all the pressure off the preachers and singers immediately, and I found this out years ago. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And I thought about that years ago, how I know singers and preachers alike who know how to push all the right buttons, pull all the right strings, you know, to make people respond. I give up on all that. I got one job to do here today, and that's lift the name of the Lord up above everything else we got going on in our lives. If we'll lift him up, he'll draw each individual person to what they need in this service today. Don't you believe that? Amen. Well, if you've been blessed, shout a good amen one time. Each day that I live, he gives more than I need. I could never describe his goodness to me. You ask how I make it day after day. There's only one thing I can say. It's been a long journey, but I have been blessed. Walking with Jesus, I have no regrets. He is so good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed. All that I need, I find at his feet. When I'm hungry, he feeds me with manna so sweet. When my soul is weary, he gives peace and rest. All I can say is I'm blessed. I've had my share of sunshine and rain. Days filled with laughter, nights filled with pain. But with every mile as I travel this way, the journey gets sweeter. To his word, I've been I was thinking of, as Brother David was talking just a minute ago, the storms of life that we go through and the difficulties that we go through. I had somebody contacted me a little while back. Me and Jeff Steele wrote a song a few years back called Be Not Afraid. And when you're going through a hard time and you're wondering where the Lord's at, he's coming. He's close by. And he said he would be there in the fourth watch of the night, which is the darkest time of the night. So in your darkest hour, this lady called me a little while back and she said, did you know that that's in the Bible 365 times? And I said, no, I didn't know that. She said, either be not afraid or don't be afraid. Something along those lines that Jesus said for us not to be afraid. And she said, I think that means that's for one time, for every time, every day, when we wake up in the morning. His mercy is made new every day. And I'm glad we know who's in control. When we're going through the hard times, we don't have to be afraid. We often do. We just need to trust the Lord. He said, with faith the size of a grain of mustard seed will move mountains. Rocked by waves and howling winds and the storm that threatened them, the disciples sailed a boat on Galilee. They were tired and full of fright. They had fought that storm all night. Then the Master came a-walking on the sea. Be not afraid, for it is I. In the fourth watch of the night, you fought and prayed, but I am here, and it's all right. The storm will rage, the winds will blow, but they are under my control. It won't be long till morning breaks. Be not afraid. Hope seems gone, day is done, and the night is pressing on. They've done all that they can do. Y'all ever heard them say that? Around the clock, this family prays, but help's already on the way. Without a doubt, another doctor's in the room. Be not afraid, for it is I. In the fourth watch of the night, and pray, but I am here, and it's all right. The storm will rage, the winds will blow, but they are under my control. It won't be long till morning breaks. Be not afraid. He said, be not afraid. This morning, how many, you know what, here's the way we'll phrase it. How many have been coming to this church for more than 20 years? Good number of you. Y'all remember Brother Lance Carpenter well. Brother Lance, I remembered this morning after I talked to Brother David a few minutes, I mentioned Brother Lance and a song that we wrote. I'm going to sing it for you this morning, only my second time of doing it. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. It certainly was a blessing to me. Brother Lance was probably the reason I came to this church probably 10 or 12 years ago. It's been a long time I've been coming up here, but Brother Lance used to come all the time, play his 12 string and sing. And somehow y'all got wind of me, and I was able to come and bring my family with me, and we've been coming up here for years to sing. It's been a while, and I'm gracious and thankful to be back. Thank you, Brother Alton, for letting me come back and be with your church family this morning. I hope and pray I'll be a blessing to you. But those who remember Brother Lance, you know what a great blessing he was. And it seems like every song we co-wrote, the Lord just put a special touch on it. Everything Brother Lance put on a piece of paper. I've got another song in my Bible nobody knows about. From the Hog Pen to Home. That's what Brother Lance wrote. Now, he writes some strange lyrics sometimes. I ain't been able to put no music to it and make anything of it yet, but I'm going to, just because it's Brother Lance. But we've written many songs over the years, and back about 3 years ago, he was diagnosed, of course, with Alzheimer's disease, and as he began to decline, he would have good days and bad days, and we took one of those opportunities to write a couple of songs when he was feeling real good. And I said, "What do you want to write about, Paw-Paw?" And he said, "I want to write about the night I tried to take my life." I said, "Wow, that's a touchy subject." He said, "All I could think about when I wrapped that old car around that tree, drunk," he said, "all I could think about was the prayers of my mama praying for me." And she prayed him in. She prayed him in. He got saved. And we wrote the words to a song that says, "Don't take your life, take mine." You're going to have to hear it. I don't know that I can... I know I can't remember the words, but I've got it on a new CD back there. I want y'all to take it home with you. It'd be a blessing to you. Another song on this new CD, right after we got through with that, we got to talking about the tribulations and trials of this life. We write so many valley and storm songs. And Brother Lance said, "I tell you what," he said, "I'm going through a difficult time. But," he said, "when I look around in this valley, all I can see is the grace and mercy and love of the Lord. And how good he's been to me. Not about how bad the valley is, it's about how good God is while you're going through a valley." And so I hope it'll be a blessing to you. This was the last song Brother Lance and I wrote together. "Where is the valley?" He said, "I know it's here somewhere." Think about Brother Carpenter while I sing these words. Crashing around me, dark fills my soul like the night. I cry, "Help me, Lord," and he answers. My faith makes it seem like this valley's all right. Where is the valley? I know it's here somewhere. Where is the valley I need for my faith? Must be here somewhere, but all I can see is his glory and grace. Where is the valley where I find my faith?" Listen now. The saints testify of their journey. Each one almost speaks the same word. They say God was there in my valley, and the valley is where I find faith in the Lord. Where is the valley? I know it's here somewhere. Where is the valley I need for my faith? Where is the valley? It must be here somewhere, but all I can see is his glory. Where is the valley where I find my faith? Y'all go ahead and pray. I tell you what I want to do. I wanted to sing that Don't Take Your Life song a while back, and I couldn't remember the words on it. And I sat down over there, and while the preacher was talking, the Lord gave them to me, and I jotted them down on this love note from some little girl in some church somewhere. I keep all that stuff in my Bible. I do. And I got the words. I'm going to do my best to try to sing it. I think it'll be a blessing to you. Bear with me. It'll be a blessing to you. Listen to me. My soul was trembling just outside the gates of hell. I sang the second verse first. The Lord must have gave me that second verse, and then he gave me the first. I'm going to go down here where it says one and try to make sense of it, all right? Yeah. I know I was losing every battle with sin. My mind was fighting a war I could not win. Satan said, you're better off dead than alive. So I had decided I'd take my life. My soul was trembling just outside the gates of hell. In that hour of weakness, my troubled mind failed. Then I heard the sweet voice of Jesus calling my name. He rescued this sinner with mercy and grace. Somebody was praying. I heard Jesus saying, who told me Jesus died for the lost. I thank God he held me and would not let go. He didn't just save my life, but he saved my soul. Somebody was praying. Pray on, people. I mentioned this song because last week at Temple Baptist Church in Anderson, South Carolina, Brother Lance used to be a member there at that church, and many of the people knew Brother Lance well. I didn't know the words then, and I just mentioned the song and mentioned the premise of the song. I said, I know it's a very touchy subject, but listen, there's situations in every pew in this building. Had a man walk up to me after that temple service and held up a .38 bullet. He said, I carried it in my pocket every day, preacher. Every day. He said, because that one misfired. That one was supposed to be my life. Young lady left the service on that Sunday morning after I mentioned those just a few words about the premise of that song. Didn't even sing the song. I said, a lot of people are dealing with this, and Jesus is calling. And Jesus says, don't take your life, take mine. And I just mentioned it in passing. Young lady left, drove back an hour to Easley, South Carolina. She was visiting her family. She called back down and talked to Brother Keith Burgess that afternoon, and she said, I had made up my mind today I was going to take my life and end it. And she said, the Lord used those few words, and she said, I'm coming back down there to hear that song. Well, she never did get to hear the song, but she got saved Monday night when she came back. Jesus can take your life and turn it around. I want to sing it one more time. Think about these words. Oh my. I know I was losing every battle with sin. My mind was fighting a war I could not win. Satan said, you're better off dead than alive. So I had decided that I'd take my life. My soul was trembling just outside the gates of hell. In that hour of weakness, my troubled mind fell. Then I heard the sweet voice of Jesus calling my name. He rescued this sinner with mercy and grace. Somebody was praying. I heard Jesus saying, who told me Jesus died for the lost. I thank God he held me and would not let go. He didn't just save my life, but he saved my soul. Somebody saying, don't take your life, don't take your life, don't take your life, take mine.
That's what he said.
Don't take your life, take
You never know. You never know what one testimony, one song, one word, one message will do to turn somebody's life around. We spend every day on this fleshly side, on the physical side of life, just trying to get through from one day to the next, trying to figure out a way to make it to the end. You and I were talking about it just a little while ago. But for those who are Christians, we have somebody to hold our hand and take us through these situations. And it may seem like sometimes he's far away, but he's ever close. One old song said, standing somewhere right off in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. I love that song. Oh, my. This song don't make you want to worship, I don't know. Didn't
does me. Today I faced a mountain. Once again it seemed so tall. I tried to climb, but it seemed I'd surely fall. So I knelt, called on Jesus. Just as always, I felt his presence. His hand of mercy lifted me just in time. Just in time. I want to thank him. I want to praise him. His grace has been sufficient. And like before, he's given victory.
I tell people all the time, if I live till tomorrow, I'll thank him again tomorrow. But right now, this could be my last opportunity to thank God for what he's done. Has he been good to y'all? Listen now. Looking back, testimony. On this journey, since the day I first met him, so many times, his love and mercy has raised. For him. One more time I'll stand to praise him for all his blessings, for he has been so good to me. Oh, I want to thank him and I want to praise him. His grace has been sufficient and like before. He's given victory one more time. He was all. I mentioned just a minute ago, we talk about the difficult times, and a lot of times we count things in our lives as losses, and it's really for heaven's gain. And we don't understand all those situations when we go through those, but I think about how faithful we ought to remain to the Lord. In talking to Brother David this morning, I think about the story of Job. I'm reminded of it daily. It's my favorite story in the Bible because it teaches us how to be faithful. Here's a man that lost not just a few things, but he lost everything he had. And a wealthy man lost everything he had. And he said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In his own words, he said, "Though he slay me, yet will I serve him." Now, that's being faithful. And that teaches me, we got it so easy. And we like to mully grub and gripe and complain about everything. I know I do. Y'all don't do that up here. We just do it in South Georgia. I'm pretty sure that's just a South Georgia thing. But I know in my life I get discouraged sometimes, and I'm wondering why. And when I think back to Job, here's a man that lost everything, and still he was able to say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord," regardless of what's going on in our lives. He is not changed. He is still who he is. And I love to sing this song. As the sun rose that morning, the day of Job's trial, he rose up to serve God as any other day. Bound and determined to live in God's favor, nothing would stand in his way. Then the messengers came one by one with their stories. In just a few moments, Job lost all he had. From the great wealth and riches to the health of his body, even his children dead. And then his wife came before him to voice her opinion. She said, "You should end it, just curse God and die." But Job rose from the ashes, looked toward the heaven. Brushed back the tears from his eyes. Then he said, "The Lord giveth, he taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I served him before and I'll serve him too. Blessed be the name of the Lord." When troubles come suddenly, blessed be the name. When storm winds blow violently, blessed be the name. When Satan comes oppressing me, blessed be the name. I'll still serve God faithfully. Blessed be the name. The Lord giveth, he taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Him today.
blessed be the name of the Lord. I served him before and I'll serve him today. Blessed be the name. As I look down this mountainside, I can see where this road goes. The shepherd is leading me to a place where I can grow. Though this seems to be a trying test, I have no doubt he knows what's best. It just might be a place for perfect rest. This valley is for me. This valley is for me. And rest for my weary feet. This valley is for me. A far cry from the mountain scene. The grass here has been made so my shepherd chose this route, so I can say without a doubt, this valley is for me. Standing here beside still waters, I know why I'm here today. This place of restoration will strengthen me along the way. And through the shadows I can feel his presence here is oh so real. Now I know this was his perfect will. This valley is for me. This valley is for me. The waters have been made so sweet. Pleasant rest for weary feet. This valley is for me. A far cry from the mountain scene, but the grass here has been made so green. My shepherd chose this route, so I can say without a doubt, this valley is for me. This is the key. My shepherd chose this route, so I can say without a doubt, this valley is for me. Standing here beside still waters,
I know why I am here today. This place of restoration will strengthen me along the way. Through the valley I can feel His presence here is oh so was His perfect will. This valley is for me. This valley is for me. The waters have been made so sweet. A pleasant rest for my weary. This valley is for me. A far cry from the mountain scene, but the grass here has been made so green. My shepherd chose this route, so I can say without a doubt, this valley is for me.
If there ever was a song that I had absolutely no intentions for, it would be this song. This is a song I wrote for my sister. She was going through a real difficult time in her life. Some of y'all may remember the story from years past. Me and Sam and LaBrisca used to sing this song many years ago. I wanted to say, as she was going through a physical problem, the doctors couldn't find out what her problem was. We'd taken her to every doctor, finally, as a family, we gathered one Wednesday night after prayer meeting, and we just decided to do what we should have done to begin with, and that's just give it to God. We talk about faith the size of a mustard seed and to move mountains. That's real small. Problem we have today is we don't have any faith at all. That's where we're at. And as a family, we were going through all the motions and looking for every doctor we could when we should have in the very beginning just laid it at the Lord's feet and said, God, you just have your way. When we finally did that as a family, God touched her and healed her body. And I wrote this song for her so many years ago, probably 15 years ago now. God's used it to help a lot of people. I'm sure there are people in your family, in your situations that are going through things, and you're probably thinking about them right now. If we could, we'd just snap our finger and just make it go away. Or we'd just take it upon ourselves. As a physical brother, I couldn't do anything for my sister, but I'm glad we know somebody who can. We can turn it over to Jesus, give it to Him. If I was going to do an invitation song, Pastor, this would be it. If I could, I would take away the troubles weighing heavy on your mind. In your life, if I could, I would wipe away the sorrows that you feel deep down inside and make them mine. But there's only just so much a friend indeed can help you through along the way. But I'm glad to say I know the one who will be there to help you when you pray.
by the hand and lead you through this valley wide. To stand upon the mountain high, if I could, I would walk across the burning desert sand. Restore your soul with sweeter water from a better land. But I'm sure that in my strongest hour, I still could not possess the power to bring you through the raging fire you must withstand. But remember, Jesus can. If I could, I would dry away the tears that stain your pillow in the night and make it right.
What about a Christmas?
If I could, I would lift you up above the clouds of
doubt. Have you turned it over to the Lord this morning?
Fearful pride with all my mind.
Have you turned it over to God?
But the truth remains the same. Though I try my best, I'm still a man like you. Oh, but I'm glad to say I know the one will be there to help you make it through.
Oh,
if I could, I would take you by the hand and lead you through this valley. Upon the mountain high.
Well, Christians, leave it at the altar this morning.
I would walk across the burning desert sand. Restore your soul with sweeter water from a better land. But I'm sure that in my strongest hour, I still could not possess the power to bring you through the raging fire you must withstand. But remember Jesus can.
Yes, he can.
If I could, I would take you by the hand, lead you through this valley wide. To stand upon the mountain high, if I could, I would walk across the burning desert sand. Restore your soul with sweeter water from a better land. But I'm sure that in my strongest hour,
praise the Lord,
I still could not possess the power to bring you through the raging fire you must withstand. But remember Jesus cares. If I could, I would dry away the tears that stain your pillow in the night and make it right. And if I could, I would lift you up above the clouds of doubt and fearful fright with all my mind. But the truth remains the same. Though I try my best, I'm still a man like you.
God's still working in hearts, church.
Oh, but I'm glad to say I know the one who will be there to help you make it through. If I could, I would take you by the hand, lead you through this valley wide, to stand upon the mountain high. If I could, I would cross across the burning desert sand, restore your soul with sweeter water. Possess the power to bring you through the raging fire you must withstand. But remember Jesus can
I say this as our brother plays? You may be here this morning, you see all these Christians moving to the altar, having things taken care of. I want to say to you, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, if you've never received Him as your personal Lord and Savior, we want to give you a chance to become born again and a child of God this morning. I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, and I've said so many times, but Satan hates your guts. And if you don't know the Lord this morning, Satan's got you exactly where he wants you. That's on his road to hell that was prepared for he and his fallen angels. We want to give you a chance to be born again this morning. If you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, would you come forward and let us take the Word of God and show you how you can be saved as our dear brother sings.
Have you been to the Lord in prayer?
Amen.
Have you told Him about your heavy load? Do you know that He does care?
He cares.
Oh, have you told the Lord? He will bear your heavy burdens as you travel this weary road. Have you been to Him in prayer? Oh, have you told the Lord when the clouds are the storm keeps the sun from shining through, you will find Him standing near, just humbly. As you travel this weary
Praise the Lord. Has it been good to be at the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Hey, I want to tell you, Christians, instead of taking pictures of your lunch and putting it on Facebook, why don't you put this on Facebook? Tell people how good God was in his house today. What he did for you and what he did for others. I want to tell you, this is the first time I've had the privilege to meet Brother Ricky. Brother David called me about the possibility of having him here, and I'm glad we made the decision to have him. If it was a bad decision, I was going to tell you Brother Dave did it. Right. And if it went well, I was going to try to take all the credit for it. Amen. But I thank you so much. Listen.